Thanks for clicking on the 15th episode of the Arizona Bees Podcast, brought to you by the Southern Arizona Beekeepers Association. It's a club for beekeepers in Pima, Cochise, and Santa Cruz counties. Beekeeping is, well, it's quite a complex undertaking. It takes a little bit of learning. You need to practice and to make mistakes and learn as you go. Will Fitz is the president of the association. Any comments on this learning curve that you need as a new beekeeper?
Yeah, beekeeping, there's a lot of different variables in beekeeping involving your landscape around your hive, what the weather's doing. You know, you have parasite issues and disease issues inside your hive. You can have queen quality issues. So there's just so many different variables that go into what happens inside of a beehive. And when you're getting started, it can be quite a challenge to get your head around all of those variables and how they affect a hive. And what, you know, why are you seeing one thing in a hive? Is it because there's not enough flowers blooming in your area, or is it because your queen's not doing well, or is it because your bees are sick? So there's so much to learn that it really can be pretty overwhelming for a first and second year beekeeper. So there's, you know, the basics of how to keep bees are fairly simple, but in practice it's a pretty complex undertaking that has a lot of different contexts and seasonality to it and stuff like that. For people that like a challenge, beekeeping is a lifelong challenge. You know, it's something that you'll never fully feel like you've got it figured out. And that's, some people get discouraged by those types of things, and other people really enjoy those types of challenges where they are constantly being surprised and challenged. And that's definitely beekeeping for you. It will always throw a new curveball at you that you got to figure out.
Fitz said that new beekeepers should hook up with a mentor, you know, other beekeepers in Southern Arizona to help them get across some challenges. And of course, many of these mentors have already made a lot of mistakes, just like all beekeepers have made a lot of mistakes.
Oh, for sure. No, any beekeeper who says, I would not trust any beekeeper who won't admit to you that they've made a lot of mistakes. Yeah. Everyone who does it has done things wrong. And that's something that comes, you know, the humbleness to admit that and to admit that you've learned from it is what a sign of a good beekeeper, I think. I think that there's a lot of the basics of beekeeping that you can get from the internet or from a general beekeeping class that's not local based, but there are a lot of nuances to local beekeeping that it's good to hook up with somebody in your area and talk to them, because they will have seen some of the things, you know, in our area. It's the types of feral bees that we have, the timing of things. Everything is much earlier in the year here in Tucson than it is in other parts of the country, and then also just dealing with the kind of heat that we get, and then the fluctuations. You know, you'll have some very hot days and very cool nights. The fluctuation between daytime and nighttime temperatures can be a challenge.
So the key is, you know, don't be afraid to make mistakes, but learn from those mistakes.
For sure. And don't be discouraged by the fact that you make mistakes. I think, you know, it's a harsh learning curve, and just understand that you're going to make mistakes, and you can learn some stuff the easy way. You're going to learn some stuff the hard way. Yeah, it's a challenge. And I'm having problems this year. I'm having splits that I make rejecting queens in a way that they have not done before. So I'm now having to reassess stuff that I've done. I've done certain things with making splits introducing queens the same way for 3 or 4 years now, and I'm suddenly having to rethink the way that I'm doing certain things because I'm getting rejection of queens in a rate that I don't normally get and stuff like that. So again, this is just like I was saying, there's always a new curveball to be thrown at you. And you,
Fitz comments on a well-known California beekeeper named Randy Oliver.
Randy Oliver, a great resource, has always said that one of the most dangerous phrases you can say is, because that's how we've always done it, basically. You know what I mean? You can never settle into that, like, I used to be able to do things this way, and so I should still be able to do things this way. You have to be adaptable and on your toes and open-minded as a beekeeper in order to take on challenges as they come at you. There will be new challenges. It's definitely a complex undertaking in that way.
That's Will Fitz, the president of the Southern Arizona Beekeepers Association. And remember, the Southern Arizona Beekeepers Association has monthly meetings the second Tuesday of every month at 6 p.m. For more information, go to southernazbeekeepers.org. Again, southernazbeekeepers.org.